Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend, Cody Lena. We discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. But we're going to set foot on the boat. We put them in a Sweet 16-style tournament. We argue each round and we decide a winner. Nick, what criteria do we use when we decide who steps foot on the boat?
Whatever the hell we want, Cody. You want to tell them what we're talking about this season?
Absolutely. We're diving into the deep, profound world of Marvel X-Men. We're going to, like, Nick, I was thinking about this, right? You know me. I don't have, like, a huge fandom that I subscribe to. I'm not a Star Wars guy, not a Star Trek guy, not a Marvel guy. I just don't have any of those, right? Wrestling, right. If it's anything. But if there was any one I want to get into, I think it's X-Men.
Yeah.
I think this would be the one. There's just so much stuff going on. There's so many guys and gals out here, all with their cool little powers. I could pick one that no one likes and make them my favorite. That sounds great.
Up until everything you, so the last thing you said, I support you. I think this is maybe the problem with the X. I mean, you could probably point this out in any kind of fandom, but I do think the X-Men indulges this just a little bit more where, like, I feel like there are just times where people will intentionally pick the fucking worst. Where you're like, no one's favorite fucking X-Men is Domino. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one. It's a fun character and it's a cool idea. Probability manipulation. Like, it's fun and it comes off very well in Deadpool 2. It's very fun how they do it in that. But like, Shut the fuck. No. And that's why I feel like I would get annoyed is if like you were like, because I know you would pitch it and I know you'd sell it. And I'd be like, hey, I'm not saying everyone's favorite is Wolverine. I can accept that. But you cannot look me in the eye and say Domino is cooler than Wolverine.
I think here's the thing about X-Men. It's you got to have two. You got to have two favorites. You got to have your favorite that makes sense, you know? Like, everybody loves, like, someone's, even Gambit can be your number one favorite, you know?
Right.
Wolverine, definitely an option.
I think
I'm a Storm kid. That's fine. But then you got to have your second. Like, Jubilee. That lady shoots fireworks. That seems awful, but I like it. I grew up watching the cartoon, and she shot fireworks at the beginning when the music was good. And that is awesome.
It's kick-ass, and that's all I needed. I think, actually, Cody, I want to take a pause real quick, and I want to say I think what you just offered is maybe the best advice for all fandoms. Mm-hmm. Have two favorites. Have two.
Yeah.
Have your one favorite that is the general one, so that way, if you get asked by normies who barely know anything, because guess what's going to happen if you have a conversation with someone and you're like, and they're like, oh, you like X-Men. What's your favorite? And you say Jubilee. They're like, oh, like what's her thing? And then you get all defensive. You try to make them sound cool. You come off looking like a fucking idiot. Just say Gambit. Yeah, Wolverine. And they're like, oh, I know who that is. And then you can move on because you don't want to talk to them. They don't know what they're talking about. So it's not going to be fun for you either. So have two, though, that one you can, one is like your low key is like the big one. And then you can have your fan favorite personal.
And
but that,
exactly.
Hold that to yourself.
And what we're doing here is finding the fan favorite. That's
right.
What this show is. So when we're done, you will have your number one favorite that you can use in conversation.
This is it. That's what we're settling for you. But once again, I take this to any Star Wars, just Darth Vader.
It's Darth Vader or Luke Skywalker. Don't say fucking, I don't know, some dude, Ikloc Forley. He's in one of the comics.
I'm thinking of the guy.
Like, who the fuck is that guy?
The fucking fish commander looking dude who's in he's like the big commander for the good guys. He looks like a fucking fish. I feel like that guy gets a lot of credit and I'm like, knock it off. Okay? No. That can be, once again, if you want to keep that, now move him to you're like, this is for the sickos. This is the sickos list. And have a just Darth Vader.
First of all, it is Darth Vader. Well, I don't know why we're even going to.
Yeah, I don't know
that.
Why we're. I don't
that's
know
why,
why
we're never going to do a best Star Wars character thing because it's Darth Vader.
It's Darth Vader every time. Unless the only thing I'll give about Darth Vader is like not the biggest fan of. Well, and I think we'd be clear. We're not talking about Anakin. We're talking about Darth Vader. That's who I'm discussing. I'm not talking about any until that mask is on his face in the third movie. I am not discussing anything prior.
Until James Earl Jones is doing the voice, it doesn't fucking count to me.
It does not count. So I'm not going to even bother wasting my time. But folks, we're not here to waste your time either. We're here to talk about.
I'd argue we are.
Well, I mean, some would say. My wife might say that this is.
As would mine.
Yeah. But folks, here we are. We are in Group B, which means Group A already happened. So go back and check that out. But we took 16 of the best X-Men as decided by maybe you. I don't know. If you voted on ranker.com under the best X-Men category, we took that 16, we sent it to our bracketologist, they kicked it back to us, and here we are in that Group B quadrant where we have the 4-seed Deadpool going up against the 13-seed Rogue, and then we have the 5-seed Colossus going up against the 12-seed Iceman. Cody, where do you want to start?
Let's start with Deadpool and Rogue. Nick, are you a Deadpool guy? I've never asked you. And are you? Because I'm not. I'm not.
I'm just gonna let me just take this shirt off and show you this back piece that I have. If you don't mind.
He does have a full Deadpool mask back piece. No, I like Deadpool, but
yeah.
Sometimes it's just
to
not...
answer your question. Okay, so let me be clear. I'm gonna say the answer is no, mainly on like the basis that I did not know about this character basically until Ryan Reynolds tells me about him. So from that standpoint alone, I don't want to claim that this was a character I've been aware of. I will say the movies are fantastic. These movies are damn near, I would imagine, what you're hoping for if you like Deadpool. So I'm appreciative of the movies. I think they are excellent. But three, man, Deadpool guys are a different breed, huh?
That's the thing I'm trying to get to.
That
nicely.
Is a group
That's
who
why...
thinks that they are funny because the character they like is funny.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I was trying to beat around the bush because I didn't want to offend you. But God, the people who really like Deadpool are the reason I don't like Deadpool. God,
it's tough.
You all need to calm down.
He's cool. We get it. It's he can be meta. That's his superpower. Like, let's be clear. Sure, does he have regeneration? Does he have super strength? Does he have, you know, wicked scars? Yeah, cool. But let's be clear. The thing that's fun is that for the first time ever in comic book history, there was someone who could talk about comic books to you as a fan. And it was fun. Yeah. And he could poke fun at how funny it is that Wolverine is still pining after Jean Grey, even though she's been married for like 30 years.
Yeah, and he can mess around. I like any of the comic books. He'll like walk out of one frame of a comic and literally climb into the other. I get it. Completely fourth wall breaking, completely meta breaking. Dog, it's not the fucking most creative thing that's ever happened in history. This
no,
isn't.
It's a natural progression of almost every media that has ever existed, that once something's been around too long, there's usually at some point a very meta breaking moment where now you can tell they're either talking about themselves and criticizing themselves or actively talking to you as the audience. Go watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Like, yeah. That show almost now every season has one episode that's basically just commenting on what it's like to make Always Sunny in Philadelphia for 17 years, right? Like, it's just naturally part of it. I do think he's fun. I do think that it's a cool idea. But once again, this one so much for me just breaks down with where the fandom is.
Dude, this is really where the rubber meets the road. It's like, I like Deadpool and I want to like him, but I actually can't. If I say my favorite superhero is Deadpool, which I don't think it is, but only for the reason that I don't want to be on your team.
No, this is he suffers from the same fate that the Punisher does, right? Mm-hmm. Where you're like, I've actually been a huge Punisher fan. Like, that's been one of my guys that I bought the graphic novels. I read those. I love Punisher. Do you want to know what you can't tell anyone that you like as a character now because of fucking assholes in trucks is the Punisher. Like, yeah. It's like, and I'm like, no, he kills cops. He hates them. I promise.
Yes. They don't understand the people.
No one's
who
killed
really
more cops
Deadpool.
Than the Punisher. Like, easily.
Basically, what I'm trying to say is I have to lock in Rogue because I got to get Deadpool out of here because we're already like, hopefully.
It's not going
to
go well. Like, let's be clear. This is one. Hey, also, like, yeah, is he in the X-Men? Sure. But, or like, has he been in it? Yes.
Yes.
There's no taking that away from him. He has been in X-Men. Stop it. This is one of those times where, once again, the way that ranker.com appears to work is that people vote, and however the votes are, that's who's in the list.
Also, Deadpool has less votes and he's above Shadowcat. I'm looking at the votes right now. So
I've seen this, Cody, I've seen this happen and we just can't talk about it. I have to assume it's a mix of like popularity within a certain time span, like how Spotify's list changes.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the only way I can live through this right now and not deal with it. Cause I did want to believe this was the purest form of democracy and it doesn't appear to be so. So I'm with you here. Let's move Rogue on into the next round where they will go up against Colossus or Iceman. Cody, do you have do you have anything that you would like to talk about here?
Yes. I like how both these men turn their bodies into other stuff. And that's fun.
That is. I didn't realize that. That's a little thing that they both can do.
Yeah.
Would you?
Iceman can turn into ice, and Colossus can turn himself into an organic, like, metal, like an indestructible metal.
Yeah. Which, if you had to, then where? What do you think you'd want? Do you want indestructible metal?
I think Colossus is the man. He's one of my, like, he might be, whenever someone says, who's your favorite? I'm like, oh, it's Storm. And low-key might be Colossus for real. Like,
really?
Dude is super strong, super jacked, invincible as fuck. And when he turns into metal, dude, when he gets all Colossus on him, he doesn't need to eat, or he can just live underwater. It doesn't matter.
That I wasn't aware of. That, like, as long as he's in metal form, which I'm going to guess at some point he can basically maintain forever, right? I'm sure when he first started, it's like, oh, I can only do it for a couple hours.
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
But, like, at this point, he's going to be able to go for fucking years at a time, right? What a wild thing to also just add in. That's like, oh, yeah, by the way, he won't need oxygen or food. So we can basically trap him in anywhere. Like,
yeah,
he can get into any situation. What a great long, if you are a team that needs to, you know, like, let's say, I'm just throwing this out there. You know that your enemies are going to build a building. What could you do? Put Colossus in a box, bury it under their before they pour the foundation, and just wait 2 years while the building's being built. Just give him an iPad and a bunch of batteries.
Let him cook under there, dude.
Yeah, I also think the way that he's usually portrayed too, I mean, he's a Russian guy. It feels like he just give him a copy of War and Peace.
he probably has a copy. He's read it many times. Colossus is bad. He also falls into my category of one of my favorite types of wrestling matches, as Nick knows, is what I like to call a meat slapper, where we get two big meaty men and they just slap meat all over the place. And Colossus is the definition of a meat slapper, dude. He's not super fast. He's not super agile. He's not super anything. But if he catches you, he's going to beat your meat, dude.
It is one of those. I mean, I didn't even think about that, but you're right. Like, from, like, whether you're looking at it in comic book panels, whether you're watching it on television, on, you know, through the animated series or in movies, like, homeboy, like, if he's not there, who's fighting Juggernaut? You know,
exactly. Like, yeah.
Like, you, Juggernaut steps onto the scene and they just all, like, immediately look at Colossus. They're like, hey, buddy, that's you, right? Like,
yeah, dog, you got to answer this one. And he does.
Man, because
he definitely does.
Not ours. It's not for us. I don't know how this is handled. We can look it up later if he makes it far enough or whatever. But, like, it is wild though that, like, your number one villain, the guy that you should be the most afraid of all time, who's always going to be up in your sauce, can control metal.
Yeah, that's he definitely has some weaknesses, huh? Which makes him a good character, because he's not Superman. He doesn't have all the strengths, you know?
That's fair. He's good. Yeah, he can be. I feel like that's one of those where it's like Magneto probably, like, every 5 minutes in a battle just, like, is like, forgets about Colossus, then just takes one look at him, flings him into something. And he's like, all right, that'll handle that for a little bit. I'll get back on my grind.
He's coming back. Yeah, he's coming back. But unfortunately, he does have to take the bus. He doesn't have, like, a fucking.
Yeah, he's not super powerful. I mean, he's not a runner.
Iceman, right? I have a problem with Iceman.
Great nickname, you know, not a great.
It's Iceman's a great
nickname.
It's good. The power seems fun. I hate that he can fly. Okay? I get
by,
it. He freezes
on ice, though.
Yes, he freezes the water in the air and he makes, like, a big train and stuff. But every time I see him jump, like, he'll jump and he'll, like, make a nice thing, you know, jump around and ski through the sky. How do the ice ski trails float in the air? He doesn't have gravity powers. He's got ice powers. And if you make ice in the air, ice fall down.
Okay. I think we want to get into the technical here. I think
because
he can manipulate the water within the air. So I do think he could theoretically also be creating enough steam under.
Okay, now we're getting into that. All right.
It will fall. I want to be clear. I think it falls at some, or it melts itself. Like, it will just, and then become water and rain down. Right. But I think at some level, he's doing some kind of manipulation with the water to also. Fair. Have that buoyancy but you're right. It is
Nick. You come, you, you, all right. Here's the thing. You wake up in the morning, right? Yeah. Go take Sam there for a walk. You come home, you get in the shower, you start the coffee pot, get in the shower, come out, have a nice cup of coffee. You're getting your breakfast ready. And then you hear a loud bang and you go outside and a 400 pound block of ice has just landed on your car because this motherfucker decided to skate his way to work. I would be so pissed off is what I'm saying.
Not my favorite. That does have to be of the claims that they have to fill out a lot of. I imagine it's a lot of, that's the one that they get the most pissed about. Like it's one thing in the heat of battle when Colossus gets thrown into a semi and dents it and breaks it. And it's like, ah, hey, we were fighting big guy. Fucking Magneto threw you. It's fine. But Iceman, it's like, hey, could you just not do it like that? Is there any other way that we could get you to move? Like, does it have to be that? Could you melt the water? Could you anything else, please?
Iceman, I saw him do a flip once in an episode, land on the nice thing and just skate away, right?
Yeah.
And ever since that, my brain has, once I realized like that, he doesn't have that power, my brain's been unable. The only reason I keep Iceman on my team is to keep the drinks cool.
It's, yeah.
That I mean, would be a power, though. Imagine you could make ice cubes for everyone's drink. That's a bar trick for sure, my dude.
That's the thing, is it feels like if I'm looking at these, and I know we haven't talked about this yet, but it's like, you know, day-to-day power, right? If you got to become one of the X-Men. Iceman, I feel like, feels like the one where if you decide that maybe you didn't want to fight that day because you're scared and you know that you're the most you're bringing to this group is like slowing people down, making it a little bit slippery for the enemy. Like if you bail, they're like, yeah, homie, you're good. Like, yeah, that's fine, man. Stay back, you know, help teach the kids or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, Colossus is one that they're like, if Colossus is like, hey, man, I just got a real, my tummy is just not feeling good today. I think I'm going like, to let you guys handle this.
It's the juggernaut, Colossus. We need you.
Yeah. Hey, man, please. Could you? Or I feel like you, even if they don't know if the juggernaut's going to be like, what if there's someone big there, though?
Yeah, I just imagine you're all okay. Everyone's breaking off, right? So you're squaring up. It's the Bloods versus the Cribs. Everyone's picking an enemy and they're squaring up. Colossus got Juggernaut. Cyclops is whatever. Magneto and Xavier, you know, all those things. Sabretooth and Wolverine. Iceman, who does he square up against? Toad? No one gives a shit about fucking Toad. You're the bottom of the barrel, Iceman.
The one person that he does that is the other side is Pyro. But if this were Pokemon, why are you bringing your ice type Pokemon to the fire gym?
Like, Doug, I'm
that's
saying,
not good planning. That's a terrible idea.
If it's 10 on 10 and I can choose, like, Iceman can stay home, is what I'm saying. I'll take the 9 on 10. I don't need
you. You're just like, brother, we're going to be fine.
We're going to be fine. All right.
I
got to lock in Colossus. This man is a big meaty man meat slapper.
Once you said that really sold me. I did forget, like, there's something special. Like, sure, like, is it fun to watch the mental chess game that gets played between, like, Magneto and Professor X and how they pick who's on the, you know, and their strategy? That's fun, sure. But you know what else is really fun? When those two big boys just get down in the dirt and just start. This is from Deadpool. This is from Deadpool 2, because Colossus is in both. If you want a reason to watch the Deadpool movies, Colossus is in both, and he's very fun. He's very good. At one point, he grabs a piece of rebar and just wraps it around his knuckles to create brass knuckles on an already metal hand. And I was like,
hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother. That's fucking sick. Yeah. Dude, I was like, I don't know how much more effective that is. You're already punching this guy with a metal fist. But yeah, no, that was badass. Okay,
we have to understand that anime, wrestling, and comic books all follow a very similar set of rules that you have to be aware of. And one of those rules is, no matter what it looks like, if a weapon is added, even if it would be less effective, it is 10 times more effective.
Way more. Yeah, of course.
Way more.
And guns, entirely useless in
guns
these worlds.
Guns entirely useless in these worlds.
No value of guns in any point in any of these. They're like, get that out of here.
All right.
Oh, man. All right. So now we have Rogue versus Colossus to see who will be the Group B champion. I'm sensing a little bit, you know, obviously you mentioned there is a love for Colossus.
Colossus here, but there's what also a love for Rogue.
Yeah. What is where are you at with Rogue? What does she inspire in you?
Well, here's the thing. I grew up on the comic book, the cartoon, right? The 90s cartoon. And in that, Rogue probably has the most interesting backstory and story in general. She is the most complicated character. She's got stuff going on. She lives a life where she can't touch anyone. For those that don't know, Rogue's power is if she touches you, she steals your life force. And if she touches a person with powers, she'll get their powers, but at the cost of them living.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Like there's an example too where she has to like revive Cyclops. So she's like, I'll give him CPR. And then she forgets about the whole power stealing thing. So then she just opens her eyes and just blasts a bunch of people. And it's like, damn. My bad, y'all. Forgot about the whole.
She probably didn't forget about the power stealing. She probably just wanted to see. Yeah, just Cyclops. God damn, Cyclops' power sucks ass, dude.
Yeah, just the whole time. She's like, and I just have to burn it off. Like, that's the thing. She's like, well, I just got to wait till it's over. Like,
yeah, she's staring up into the sky.
This power is so fucking stupid.
Where are you on the Rogue front?
Rogue's interesting, right? Because she is, I mean, anytime they do one of the big storylines is always like mutant registration or mutant cure. And Rogue always gets to play that because she is the one example here where it's like, I mean, yeah, she can fly and has super strength just on her own. Or I think the backstory that she took him from someone who had him.
Yeah, she took him from someone and they died.
And they died. Yeah. So, but it's like, but that's what she has outside of this other power. Right. So it's like she still is a superhero and that has those things. But like it is, I love that she's like the one person that allows you to have that story of like, hey, man, this isn't all cool.
Yeah.
Like this isn't it. Like, hey, I know Colossus looks sick as fuck looking all metal, but like I'm out here just being like, oh, man, I guess I don't get to date every guy like she's like, and let's also be clear. She does have access like one of the sexiest dudes. Gambit's right there. And she wants it too. She also wants it. Can't have it. That's frustrating. If I can't get dick down by Gambit every single night, yeah, I'm gonna take a drug, dude. I'm gonna take the vaccine. Okay.
She's the only mutant that makes it like this is bad. There's definitely a bad side to it. Yeah, I agree with you on that 100%.
She's like luckily has a conscience and doesn't just go join Magneto's team and just like just sucks out everyone's powers.
Yeah, I want to see the arc where Rogue gets evil and says, fuck it. What if I am the X-Men? What if she could do, in the middle of the night, Rogue could go through the X-Men Academy and just murk everybody in their sleep and be the X-Man. Like,
right.
I have everything. Can you imagine Colossus flying around with claws and laser eyes?
Oh, they gotta have done that, right?
That's cool.
I want it now. I want it so bad.
All right, where are we at? Where are you at on this? Colossus is my favorite as far as like power wise and fun wise and underappreciated. I think he's my like sleeper favorite, but Rogue I find to be one of the most pivotal and driving forces in the movies and the cartoons and the comics. She's like the audience plant, like to make you understand what it's like.
My problem is like, I love Rogue in the cartoon series. I hate Rogue in the movies. Like I think it's just bad cat. Like it's not their fault that they didn't get like Reba McEntire to be Rogue. Cause that's maybe who I wanted redhead. And that was the first one that came to mind. I gotta be honest. I was like, Susan Sarandon is then it was Reba, Susan Sarandon. And then I was like, I don't know, maybe Dolly Parton, if she'd got a different wig
to play a teenage girl.
Yeah. Cody,
you realize as a teenage girl that you're casting,
maybe
right?
This is explaining why the casting was so hard, because they're like, hey man, do we have a big brashy redhead with a suit, like kind of a southern accent? It's a southern accent. It's just not Gambit's is New Orleans. But yeah, she's like got that like nice Texas, Georgia drawl to her. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sorry that I couldn't come up with one. So maybe it is harder than I think. Maybe cast. Okay, maybe you did the best you could picking Anna Paquin. Okay. But it just wasn't my favorite. Colossus kicks ass in the movies. I'll tell you that when they've done it. But every time what they've done with him is always cool as shit. They're like,
you just get a Russian man. That's a big burly Russian man and paint him silver. I'm in.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go Colossus because at the end of the day, we do have someone here who most of the time doesn't want to be an X-Men.
That's fair. I'm actually going Rogue on this one, baby. And I'm going Rogue.
Hey, all right.
I think she's just such... Especially my main reference point will be the cartoon series from the 90s, right?
Always, yeah.
And she's so important and so cool and such a driving force in that show. And I feel like Colossus is underappreciated in that one.
I think, well, and I do think he is a character that is, I mean, this is me going off of like, oh man, you're right. I do just like a good beat 'em up. Like I love that in a comic. I love when it's painted well. I love when they punch fists at the same time and there's a big kaboom. that's written over it. You know, I love that. I'm always going to like that. And I just, that's really, I think, where my head's at here. Whereas like for Rogue, I'm just, like I said, I she doesn't want to be here. So I'm like, you don't have to. But you're right. But from that point where it's like, Colossus, there's just not much there to give. It's like, that's what he does. And he just does it the best.
My favorite comics panel I ever saw is they were flying in the Blackhawk. Is that their ship or the Nightbird or whatever that is?
Something like that.
And they just fucking, next one. Yeah, and they just fucking threw Colossus out of it.
Right.
And he like went through like a building, like hit the ground, big explosion, the dust settles. He's just standing there like, what up?
Yeah, like that's, yeah, that'll do it. That's a good way to do it.
That's badass.
All right.
I'm still locking in Rogue though.
That's totally fine. So that means that we will go to the American voting coin of 2004 as brought to you by random.org. We low seed gets the pick. That's going to be you, Cody, with the 13 seed Rogue. We got George Bush facing up John Kerry on the other side. What are you thinking?
I am going to go with George Bush, actually, because I think they're all from Texas. They're all Southern boys, you know?
Let's do it. Except John Kerry, Colossus.
Damn it. I mean, I still like Colossus.
Yeah. It's not a big loss. All right, Colossus, moving into the final four. And that is it, folks. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want to about your boys, a few things that you can do, as always, share with a friend, tell a friend. Wherever you're listening to this, make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe. And wherever you can, give us those 5 stars, please.
Absolutely. Follow us on all of our social media. Feel free to reach out and tell us what we did wrong, because I'm sure we did some wrong things. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just look up at Friendly Comp Pod. If you have an idea for a 16-team tournament you'd like to see, email us to us at friendlycompetitionpodcast@gmail.com.
As always, shout outs to Charizard for that intro music. You want to hear more of their stuff? Head over to Bandcamp. Type in Charizard, replace the vowels with sixes. That is going to be it for us, folks. We got Group C coming out on Monday. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena. See you on the boat.